Injuries piling up. Suspensions handed down. The Broncos dealing with adversity, but ready to push past the frustrations of a loss in Indy. Will a return to the Mile High against a familiar foe put the Broncos back in the win column?
Showtime on three. One, two, three.
Showtime.
In the Zone with Coach Kubiak kicks off right now. Welcome to In the Zone with Coach Gary Kubiak. Coach, the 7-1 Denver Broncos. I guess it's your first loss as a head coach of the Broncos. As the old saying goes, it had to happen sometime. You can't win them all.
Well, I wish it wouldn't happen, yeah. We ran into a team that's a good football team, and they played very well. And we did not play very good for a half, and we got ourselves back in position to win the game, but didn't close it out the right way. So. That's what happens. We got to rebound this week. Got to let it go, learn from it, and we got another big test this week.
Is this team ready mentally to rebound? As you
Yeah, know? I mean, I think you learn a lot about yourself. In the National Football League, you're probably going to have some days, you know, where it doesn't go the right way, and you have to be able to learn from those situations. You have to be able to rebound. It's all about how good can you make your football team, and obviously last week there's a lot of departments that we weren't very good in, so we need to focus on getting better this week.
We're at that time of the season where we have a long injury list day in and day out. Let's go ahead and hear from one Peyton Manning. His name appeared on that injury report this week.
Who's not sore during, what are we in, week? What week is this? Anybody?
Ten?
Yeah, you got to get your facts straight, man. So, I mean, you have natural soreness, so get some treatment on it and hopefully get a little better tomorrow.
Peyton with a sore foot right now. He's practicing here later stages of this week. What can you tell us about his availability? Obviously, he's going to be good to go on Sunday, but will he be limited at all from what you've seen?
He was limited a little bit in practice on Thursday. He did not practice Wednesday. We went inside, and it just seems like every time we come off of a turf game, we just have more things going on. So expectations are for him to take a full practice load on Friday and be ready to go.
I guess this is probably one of those things you would just cross that bridge when you get to it. But is there a thought about maybe resting Peyton down the home stretch? I guess playoff implications aside, and depending on the situation.
I was asked that today. You know, I mean, and we go into every game full force. I mean, if we're healthy, we're going to play. And if we can do the things we need to do to win, we're going to play. But at the same time, you're never going to put a player out there that you know, you don't think can protect himself or can't do the things that he's normally capable of doing. So really, regardless, Peyton or any player, we look at that the same way. But in this league, you better be doing everything you can to get to Sunday and find a way to get a W.
Let's go to defense now. You won't have Aqib Talib this week. He's going to serve the one-game suspension for the infamous eye poke on Dwayne Allen. Next man up will be Bradley Roby. You feel confident with him stepping in there as well as Kayvon Webster?
Yeah, I have a lot of confidence in Bradley. He's really been playing as a starter anyway because we've played a lot of three corners on the field. So, but it's a test for our team. You know, DeMarcus is going to miss some time here. We got some things going on. So it's those challenges that come up through the course of the season. And, you know, we met the one when TJ was out. We met the one when Derek was out. And now we're going to have to meet another one. So says a lot about you as a group, but we understand, and those guys need to step up and play well.
Number one overall defense still, Coach. That said, you're still the most highly penalized defense in the National Football League. Point emphasis for you guys this week, reducing the number of penalties?
It's a point of emphasis every day, okay, every day. And we've got way too many. You're exactly right. And, you know, what bothers me sometimes when, you know, those type of penalties are – they get personal for you, you know. They hurt your football team. So we've talked about.
You dubbed them selfish penalties.
Yeah, and I mean, when that starts to happen, you know, you got to dig deep, and we've done that and talked about that as a team. But, you know, that's one of those things where your actions have to speak. You know, you got to go out there and do it the right way. But yes, it's something that we need to improve upon.
Now that said, the other side of that is walking that fine line between, you know, playing with your hair on fire, you know, kicking and screaming type attitude that you want this team and this defense to have. We'll go ahead and hear from Brandon Marshall on that subject.
You're not playing as good as you were before, you know what I'm saying? Because I think most of the best defenses in the past have been really aggressive, you know. I think Seattle has had the most penalties the last couple of years as a defense, and, you know, we're having the most right now.
I mean,
that's not a good thing, you know, but I think I know what Brandon's trying to say. Brandon's trying to say that we play a lot of confidence, and we play very aggressive. And that's the way we're built. We want to play that way, but we've got to play smart too, because if you don't play smart, that costs you some football games. So our guys understand that, and, you know, like I said, back half of the season, big point emphasis.
All right, we'll be back with Coach in just a little bit to break down this matchup between the Broncos and the Chiefs. For now, let's go into studio where Raul Martinez is standing by with this week's Behind Enemy Lines.
Thanks, Nick. The Chiefs like to run the ball, but aren't afraid to air it out. That could prove to be a matchup problem for the Broncos secondary that will be missing Aqib Talib due to suspension. In this week's Behind Enemy Lines, we turn our focus to the KC's dynamic duo of pass catchers. 6'5" tight end Travis Kelce and 6-foot wideout Jeremy Maclin have given defensive backs and safeties issues with their combination of power and speed. Together, they have 84 catches for over 1,100 yards and 5 touchdowns. Shutting them down could be key for the Broncos to win the game. Now to this week's Stop of the Game, brought to you by the Colorado Quitline. And the Broncos lead the NFL in sacks, thanks in part to this guy. DeMarcus Ware brings down Andrew Luck for his 6.5 sack of the season and the Broncos' 30th as a defense this season. That's 3 more than any other team in the NFL. Unfortunately, that was the only sack in Indy for Denver, and Ware got hurt. Still to come on In the Zone with Coach Kubiak, Broncos defensive end Malik Jackson is having a career year on the field and doing his part off of it as well. He joins us as this week's player profile. Plus, are the Broncos the best-dressed team in the NFL? Find out in this week's This is Broncos Country. That's next.